an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball. Of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Hi, welcome to another Pickleball Chat. I'm Kitty, here with my pal Donna. I understand we have some special guests today, Donna.
Yeah, this is exciting. We have someone from Pickleball Global, actually Mac Moody and her colleague Pete. They're going to talk with us a little bit later about the World Pickleball Championship that's coming up here in Punta Gorda in the end of December.
Great. That World Championship, that sounds heavy. That sounds very impressive.
Oh, wait till you hear about the purse.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. Ching, ching, I like that. Are you going to play? Because amateurs can play, too.
Oh, no. I'm not into the competitive
side. Oh, that's right.
Side.
You don't like, yeah.
No.
But we're going to volunteer.
We are. And VIP
seats,
baby.
Oh, yeah. VIP seats on the last day. That'll be awesome.
I can't wait. This is going to be exciting watching professionals play.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
I can't wait.
Right up close.
Yep.
So shall we give them a call?
Let's give them a call.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what kind of people and names we're going to hear about.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of great players close to us. Bonita Springs, Estero, Fort Myers, Naples. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Mac. Can you hear us?
Yeah. I'm here, and Pete's here with me.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm here with Kitty.
Hi, Mac. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
So we're recording, and we wanted to introduce you and give you a chance to share with us a little bit about your organization and more importantly, the World Pickleball Championship that's coming up the end of December.
Yeah. Well, I'll let Pete tell you a little bit about what we're doing.
Sure. So first off, Pickleball Global, basically, we are a software company. We provide league and tournament software to individuals, organizations, church groups, recreational departments, stuff like that, to use through our website. In addition to the services that we provide, we're also a social media platform. So if you think about basically like a Facebook for pickleball players, mm-hmm. is the way I'd like to describe it to mm-hmm. people. Where people can log in and meet friends, find out places where in their area that they can go to play or go to meet other people to play pickleball. They can also post information on the forum, which would be for mm-hmm. everyone that's part of the website. Anyone can see that information, or they can create a group within their community or where they like to play and have friends join that group and just talk to those that group of people about pickleball-related things. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Our website,
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I've been on the website, and I've seen all those things, and I was impressed.
What is the website?
Yeah, so,
pickleballglobal.com, is it not, Peter?
Is it?
The website is www.pickleball.global. There's no .com. That sometimes throws people off a little bit, but
yeah.
No .com with us. It's just pickleball.global. So they can learn all the information. But the website itself is very vast. There's a lot of pieces going on. The idea of it would be that it's a one-stop shop mm-hmm. where people can go to learn about pickleball, meet people, talk about pickleball, and then also play in their leagues and tournaments.
Yeah, and another thing, too, about our software and about us is that we have a ranking system where you can also check that out on ranking page mm-hmm. Of the website. And that, and I'll let Pete kind of explain that a little more in detail.
Just a couple of seconds about ranking versus rating, because a lot of people don't understand the difference in what's what. So
mm-hmm.
rating, which you know probably from USAPA, is basically a mathematical formula. It's a calculation which gives you a number based on what you've played.
Like 3.0, 3.5,
4.0, 4.5, etc. So ranking we believe in ranking because ranking is something that can be used not just in the United States, but all over the world. And a lot of the events that we run are not here in this country. We can run a tournament anywhere. It's a software, so we can run a league anywhere. But a ranking allows for people across the world to use one system. So that's what we're trying to create. That's what we do. Yeah. So
one formula.
One formula. A ranking is strictly based on the event that you play in. So, and the idea behind a ranking is that you can earn points for wins and losses in your league play through our software or anywhere, as well as your tournaments that you play in. So we take your top 8 results in a rolling 52-week calendar, and that your points that you've accumulated from your win
tournaments
that you've played in determine what your ranking is in your home age category. So, for example, I'm 30-plus, so in the 30-plus category, based on the tournaments I've played in, where I fall, I can look up versus other people that live in Florida, that live in the United States, that live in the world. I can take compare any of those things and see where you fall, where I fall.
So is it like a golf handicap almost?
No.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. The difference is that ranking
is based on games you play.
There's really no math involved. It's all based on you and how you do
individually.
Yeah, in your tournament.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to your website. It's quite robust, as they say in the business. I mean, there's a lot on there.
And if you go to the frequently asked questions page, if you click on rankings and go to the frequently asked questions, there's a blue box sort of on the left-hand part of the screen towards the bottom. It explains how we do things and how it all works out, what tournaments are worth what number of points, and that kind of thing. So I would definitely encourage people that have questions about how our ranking system works to check that out so that they're better informed.
Okay, so it's www.pickleball.global. Let's turn to the tournament
now.
No.com. Let's turn to the tournament that you're... Are you sponsoring it? You're hosting it? You're producing it? All of the above?
The tournament?
Yeah, sorry, you cut out there for a second.
I'm sorry.
The tournament, we're running it through our software.
Okay.
Through our tournament software. We are doing everything. We will be running it. We have been, getting the sponsors for it to be able to run the event.
Mm-hmm.
Live streaming it.
We're live streaming the event internationally.
Mm-hmm.
We have a professional company doing that. And it's open to players of all skill levels. So anyone that wants to compete in it can. There are skill age divisions for what I call the regular people.
Right.
the regular turn. 3.0 to 3.99 and advanced being 4.0 to 4.99. And then we've got the pro division and the senior pro division, which will have stadium courts set up. We're bringing bleachers in, and it's going to be amazing.
It is. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's a big deal. We have players coming from all over the world, and that is the idea of this type of event, for it to be and become a world pickleball championship, where there's players from different states within this country, but also from different countries around the world. We have people coming from Asia, from China, all over the world, really. There won't be as many this year as we hope to have in future years, but that is certainly the idea behind having a World Pickleball Championship. Our ranking is for people not just in the country, but, like I said, everywhere in the world. And the idea of the event would be the same thing, that it's the one time per year where people from all over the world can come and play in a tournament together.
Great. So how many people would you expect for this tournament at the end of the year?
Yeah, like how many are registered is my first question. How's registration going, Pete?
Yeah, right now we've got about over 400 registered, and that's including age and skill and the pros and senior pros. And we're hoping to get another couple hundred. So it's going to be a pretty large event.
How many of the pros? Are any of the pros from down your way and Bonita and Naples coming? Simone, Kyle?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, awesome. Simone, Kyle, Ben, Tyson.
Wow.
If you want to see who's in the event, we have an event website for this event where people can go to not only purchase tickets to the stadium courts to watch the pros, but it's also where they would go to start the registration process for the event, and the website is www.worldpickleballchampionship.com.
Okay.
That website also has a list of all the pros that are competing in the event that have registered so far. But basically, you know, you have your top 20 pros in the world for guys, and they're all coming, and a lot of those top ladies are coming as well.
Yeah, it shows all the registered players, their names on the website.
Right.
And can you repeat the date of the tournament and actually what the purse is? That seems to be the big talk, is this big purse that could come for us.
Everybody wants to know the ching-ching, Pete.
Sure. So this is the largest pro purse in the history of pickleball so far.
Yeah, the largest.
It's a $100,000 purse to the pros and senior pros.
And prize money will be given up to the 16th place.
Yeah. That's also
up to the what? What? 15th place?
Than 16th. Some tournaments where they're just splitting it up for those top
three places. Oh, we like that.
In each division. But players can earn some money, or those pro players can earn some money, like Mac said, right now up to 16th place. As far as the skill age divisions are concerned, and this information is on the flyer and the website as well, but just to put it out there again, guys doubles or gentlemen's doubles will be on Friday, ladies doubles is on Saturday, mixed is on Sunday, and singles is on Monday. That question has come up a fair amount, even though the information is out there, so I wanted to bring that up.
And then on Sunday or Monday will be the finals for the pro and senior pros, which that's going to be a huge
point. So a little bit differently than a typical pickleball tournament, for this event, for the pros and senior pros, all of the semifinals and finals will be on the last day of the event. So even if they played Friday in whatever category they're playing in, it would be on the last day where all the championships are. So more like a tennis tournament, if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
So what are the dates specifically?
December 27th through the 30th.
This event is the 27th, 27, 28, 29, and 30th. It's a four-day event.
Right,
in December.
The 30th is the last day of December.
And that's Friday through Monday, is it not?
Yep. Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and we're real excited about just being part of the holiday spirit and
I was gonna say
all the pickleball community and family coming together and just celebrating this awesome event during a great time of year.
Yes, the weather will be perfect.
Lots of opportunity for people, both pickleball players and non-pickleball players alike. I know that there's a lot of people that have heard about pickleball but still don't really know what it is, and they have an opportunity, you know, even if you're not going to play in the event, to come out and purchase either general admission tickets or VIP tickets. Our VIP section is also where the pros will be. So if you purchase VIP tickets, you have an opportunity to mingle with the pros while they're waiting.
Oh, yeah, we're on that. We're all over that, Pete.
And we've got tables, too, that can be purchased.
So tell me the range. Tell me the price range.
For the entire event.
What's the price range? You can buy a ticket for as low as, and they go up to?
As low as $10 general admission. In the VIP section, it depends on whether you're purchasing a table for the entire event.
Yeah.
The table purchases for the event come with food and parking. Mm-hmm. But then you're open to going to all the mats. So the best way to find out the information, because there's a lot of different options,
yes,
especially
I saw that.
In VIP, is just to go to the website and check out what you're interested for. And once again, the website is www.worldpickleballchampionship.com.
All right.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a lot of information. And we'll have to share that not only on air here, but on our websites and through our emails and our whole pickleball channel. Right, Donna?
Yep, absolutely.
And I know Donna and I will be there. We have VIP tickets for Sunday. Donna and I will also be volunteering for part of the tournament. So we hope to meet you then. We hope to meet you, if not sooner. Thanks for bringing such a great event to Punta Gorda.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Yeah, thanks for having us, and thanks for being part of the event.
All right. And we'll talk to you soon, then.
We'll see you at the courts.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you at the courts.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Whoa, that was a lot of information.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to their website, and it is. I didn't really realize that their primary business was software.
Global software. Makes sense now.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, if you go to their website, and I'm talking about the Pickleball Global website, I was looking at it again this morning, and I noticed they have a forum where they talk to each other about where they're going and when they're playing. They have pickleball players, you know, that have signed up to their website, which have their name, their photograph, their rating, their ranking, and their hometown that you can, you know, talk with them there. So,
well, he said it's a social platform.
It
so
is.
It's a place to go to find out information on pickleball. Yeah. It's awesome.
It is, and I'm going to really be excited to see players from other countries too, you know, and talk to them a little bit about how they, you know, what the sport is like in their country, and how, you know, if it's social as it is here, and I would assume it is.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, so that'll be kind of, that's very cool. And 100,000, come on.
No, that's the purse for the professionals, though.
But still $100,000.
I know, that's like crazy. I know, that's
it's time to brush up on our skills, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Right now.
A little late now.
Yeah. Next year, there's always
next year.
Yeah.
So
are you talking about another tournament coming up?
Right. So we have, that's the one that's getting the most of the attention, again, because of the purse, because of the people. But I think it's so exciting that right here in Punta Gorda, we have a complex like Pickleplex.
Oh, God, it's the best.
Right there on Airport Road, where they're going to have a grand opening tournament. Although they've been open for a good 5 or 6 months now, they really want to kick off a grand opening. And they purposely waited till after this global event.
Mm-hmm.
And also to give a time for all the seasonal people to come back.
Okay.
So they're expecting a pretty big turnout in January, the 9th through the 12th. They're going to do the grand opening. So that's going to be another good event for locals.
Yeah, that'll be fun to watch as well. And, you know, those people that were behind Pickleplex, I mean, it started as a dream. And look at it today. I really give them a lot of kudos because they did a lot of work. They did a lot of work, raised a lot of money, stuck with it through and thick and thin.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have one of them on and tell us. I'd like to hear their story.
That's a really good idea.
You know, about how it started how they got to where they are today and also what's in the future.
Exactly. That's what I'm anxious to hear about. I mean, we see the map there. They have a nice picture of what they perceive the future to look like.
Right.
But I'll tell you, the timeline is the big question. And I know they're going to work through the financials of this first phase and then figure out when they're going to do the second, third phase. So it's a great idea to have them on, and maybe some of that information we can flesh out, because I know the community at large is very interested in hearing about it.
Oh, yeah.
We've already seen.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
It's not even snowbird season yet, and we're seeing the courts fill up.
Yeah. Well, they've already made improvements since we started playing on it. I guess it opened for play sometime in June. I think it was towards the end of June, if I recall. And, you know, since then they put a gate on every court, so you don't have to walk behind players to get to your own court.
Yeah,
and a bathroom, a nice good, like they have
flush
at
toilets and everything.
Yeah, like they have at the Tiki. They're kind of, you know, the upgraded outdoor toilets.
So when is that ribbon cutting?
It's January 9th through the 12th.
Okay.
So it's another four-day tournament.
So it's actually really going to get broken in before the actual ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's been broken
Believe
in.
Me, it's broken in.
Yeah. But it'll be a good place for a good time to showcase
the
event. And also the people behind it that, you know, did so much work to bring it to Punta Gorda. Yeah. Because everyone that comes from around here, I mean, everyone that comes from all parts of Florida, we have people that come from Sebring, Cape Coral.
Venice. I met some people from Venice yesterday.
Yes, that come to play.
It kills me that people are driving that far to come to this complex.
Yeah. And they come for the first time and they're like, wow, wish we had something like this.
Yeah. Do you know where the next comparable court setup is like?
Well, I mean,
it's going to be right on that property.
No, she means competitive.
I mean the closest to Punta Gorda. How far would you have to travel to find
Naples?
Something?
Well, there's huge.
I think
there's a huge venue in Naples where they play the national the Nationals every year in April.
That's probably the most comfortable.
Yeah. Thing. Well, it's
I mean, there's
and
rec
Naples
centers
and,
all around.
Right.
Like, we have a couple here in Port Charlotte. There's
for indoor players, rec
there's
centers.
There's one in Punta Gorda.
Right. Cooper Street. You can play outside there as well. Gilcrest, of course, we lost four courts, but that's another story.
There's still hope.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we got elections coming up.
Were they turned back to tennis courts?
No. There was some noise complaints from some of the neighbors, and so they put up some acoustical barriers, which kind of takes away from the visual beauty of
courts,
the park.
And took away four courts.
Right.
So there's like mesh netting thick up around all the courts now.
The same area is gated in, so they didn't gain any space, but they hopefully cut down the noise so that it wasn't too disturbing.
And they took away four courts to take away some of the noise. And it's still kind of a controversial subject because, you know, people will argue the greatest good for the greatest amount of people. Well,
time will tell. We have elections coming up and get the right people in there. I think they'll realize that part of Punta Gorda is that beautiful park.
And everyone should be able to enjoy it. And if there's pickleball courts there, they should be able to enjoy the pickleball courts.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Of course, I'm a little biased. Hey, thanks for joining us for another chapter of Pickleball Chat. I'm Kitty.
And I'm Donna, and we look forward to talking with you again next week. See ya.
Bye-bye.